We continue discussing the halacha of Kedusha Kesef. The Behetiv in Simon Chav Zayin of Cotton Bays quotes a Mordechai that says that one should not be Makadish with a Matbeya, with a coin. And Avne Meluim says, it's hard for him to understand this Mordechai, because we find in many places in our Gemara that they were Mekadosh with coins. And in fact, Doruch HaShulchan in Simach of Zayin, Sif Katan Gimel, brings a Gvaldiger Raya that we can be Mekadosh with a coin. Because as we quoted in our previous year, as we've been learning in the Gemara, the Raya, the Gemara says, how do we know that there is such a thing as Kedusha Kesef? So we learn Gzeirah Shava of Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim. Now when Avram Avinu bought the Maris HaMachpelah from Ephraim, he bought it with coins. So on the contrary, we very much see from here that the Kedusha Kesef were with coins. There are those that want to suggest that there may be a difference between the coins in the times of Chazal and in our times. Because in the times of Chazal, coins were made out of silver and gold, and therefore they had an independent value. A coin in our time, and certainly dollar bills in our time, the value of a coin or the value of the dollar bill is not that this coin itself has this value. It's not that this dollar bill, certainly, a $100 bill, certainly the paper is not worth $100. Rather, the value of the coin is because the government stands behind its currency, and the government says there's the 25 cents and a quarter, and that there's $100 and $100 bill. And the question is, therefore, even if we'll not follow the opinion of the Behetiv of the Mordechai, that should be Mekadosh with coins, the question is, can we be Mekadosh with a dollar bill? So the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, says that since the government stands behind the currency, the concept, he says, of Dina de Malchusa Dina teaches us that the coins, that currency, even Bizman Hazeh, has all of the halachic considerations of Kesef that the word Bizman Chazal. The only question he says is maybe opinion Aben should be different. The interesting point he wants to make. He says, because by opinion Aben, he says, the reason we're being paid to this boy, this Bechor, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be paid to him. And Klap Shmaya, Dina de Malchus Dina, we could say, towards people, because people have to follow the rules of the government. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't limited by Dina de Malchus Dina. Therefore, he wants to suggest that as far as Pidyon HaBen, maybe you should use coins. The Chazon Ish has a different explanation why you could use coins, why you could use currency, even Bizman Hazeh, even though they don't have any intrinsic value. He says, since you could use that, the currency that we do use, to buy silver or gold, so that gives that currency the din of kesef. And the obvious nafgamina between the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer will be Pidyon HaBen. According to the Chasam Sofer, it's only because of Dina de Malchus Dina that we're able to use currency. And as we said a moment ago, that may not be applicable when we speak about opinion Aben. Whereas according to the Chazon Ish, who holds that the currency that we have, Bizman Hazeh, has all of the halacha of Kesef. So therefore, according to him, you would be able to use it even, you could even use coin, you could even use our currency for Pinyan Aben. The Oynig Yontif, however, in Simon Kuf Beis, disagrees with the Chassam Sofer and the Chazon Ish, and his opinion is, since the coin, since currency, Bizman Hazeh, don't have any independent intrinsic value, they don't have a din of kesef. Our minig, as we will discuss in a moment, is that we mekadesh an isha with a ring. It is interesting, there was a minig that they used to be mekadesh a woman with a cup in Yemen, with a cup of wine, a silver cup of wine, and they would put a coin into that cup, which is actually a minig that's already brought down by the Itur, and that was the minig that was the kais that they made the Bari Priya Goffin, that they made the Bari Priya Goffin when they make the Kedushin. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, says that our minig is to be mekadesh an isha with a ring that doesn't have a stone in it. Because since we don't know the value of the stone, and the woman may think that this ring with the stone is very valuable, so therefore, because, and it could be a kedusha tos, she'll think that she's getting something which is much more valuable than it really is. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't be mekadesh a woman. That's why Aminig is not to mekadesh a woman with a ring that has in it a stone. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says yesh imrim shem kach bedavish ein bekiim b'shimosam. If they were mekadesh a woman with something that we don't know its value, or poem time bam harbe, and people can make a mistake regarding its value, kigon avonim tovus magolius with expensive stones, kiyotz behem, v'amalah the husband will say to the wife, hiskachli bevin zu shoshav chamishim zuz, be mekadesh to me with this stone that has this value, tzorach shuma, you have to indeed evaluate how much it's worth. Yesh Mishaimir continues the Shulchan Aruch, Shafilu Kitshe Be'Evin Stama, that he used the stone, V'Loyom L'Shem Chavishizuz. He just said, I'm being mekadesh you with this stone, and he never told her a value of the stone. Still Tzricha Shuma. Why? Because she thinks it has a certain value, and it doesn't have that value. L'Kach Nagu, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, our minig is lekadesh b'tabah shem by Evan. However, says the Rama, b'mkitcha b'tabah shem by Evan, if one did make a kedusha with a stone that has a stone in it, or b'stam tabas, or somebody used a stone, used a regular ring, v'nimtzah shon chayshish, av b'ish ein derech lekadesh b'kach, chashina lekedushin. We still have to be chayshish for the kedushin. So again, the Shulchan Aruch and Rama clearly are of the opinion that one should be not be mekadesh with a ring that has it in stone. But if one was mekadesh with such a stone, the halacha is that the kedushin is a good kedushin. There are, however, many poskim who are of the opinion that if they use such as a ring for the Kedushin, they should do it over. He should give her again a stone, a ring without a stone, and say Harayat Mekudeshes in front of Adam. And now the remark continues. Vafilo Amr Adam Tachas Achuppah Shul Zuzov V'nimtza Nechayshes. They look at the ring under the chuppah, and the Adam say that this is a gold ring. And at the end it turned out to being a copper ring. She thought she's getting a gold ring, and she ended up getting a copper ring, which is, of course, much less value, which is, of course, less valuable. And not be so quick to assume that this woman is not mekudeshes. But concludes the Ramah, we asked the Edom if the Tabas is Shavapruta. So we're learning a very interesting remark. We all assume that when we stand, when we by a wedding, and the Rav asked the Edom under the Chuppah if the ring is worth a Pruta, because since we learned in our Mishnah that you could only be Mekadosh with Isha with a Shava Pruta, even though we pass like Beis Hillel, it has to be worth a Pruta. So we asked them, is this worth a Pruta to make sure that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin? That's not Pshat. The reason we asked the Edom, is the ring worth a Pruta, is that the Kalah should assume that what she's being miskadish with is only worth a pruta. And therefore, if it turns out that the ring was not gold or not silver, it wouldn't make a difference because she accepted the kedushin with the understanding that she's accepting a kedushin that's only worth a pruta. That's why he continues saying, Derma, Gam Noyagin, Lechasis Pneikala, Hatsnuis. A new pshat. You know why you have to have a bedekun? You know why we cover the face of the kala under the chuppah? Because they should not specifically see the ring. Because if they're going to get a good look at the ring, and they're going to make an assumption that the ring is worth this much or that much, and then it turns out that their assumption was incorrect, we may have a situation of a kedushei tos. So in order to avoid that, we cover the kala's face. And the Eina Makpidus, the Mama Kadosh's son, they're not caring about what the Kedushin was. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud, that Bizman HaZeh, even if the ring turned out not to be what was expected, she thought it's a gold ring, and it ended up being a different, cheaper material, silver, copper, or, as we spoke a moment ago about stone, the Kedushin will be a Kedushin. I did see, however, that the Mashach wants to differentiate between a case where one was Mekadosh, a woman, Bizman HaZeh, with a ring that has in it a stone, and she might have thought that there was one type of stone, and it ended up being a different type of stone. So there, since she's not looking at the stone that carefully, what we're really saying is that she doesn't really care what the stone is. But in a situation where she assumed that the ring was made out of gold, and it turns out being made out of a different material. So that's a very big mistake. And in that situation, it's not enough. And we have to do the Kedushin over again. That's how Rosim also points out that even though, as the Ramah just said, and the Ramah was actually quoting a Rashba saying that we cover the Kala's face, so she shouldn't make any assumptions regarding the ring. That doesn't mean that we should also not ask the Kala the value, ask the Edom in front of the Kala, is this ring worth a Pruta? In other words, he says we should have both of the elements that we're talking about. So we should ask the Edom, and also if it's worth only a pruta, and cover the face of the kala. The Machna takes this even a step further. He says that if the kala won't hear that we're asking the Edom, what is the value of the ring? So then she's not really participating in the Kinyan. And as we're learning in our Masechta, a Kedushin is a Kinyan. And therefore, since a Kedushin is a Kinyan, you have to have both parties consenting to the Kinyan. And if the Kala is really not aware of what's happening, then it wouldn't be a Kinyan. It really wouldn't be a Kinyan. There are, however, Paiskim that are much more machmer, and all of these shilas when the Kala, when the ring ended up not being what was assumed. And therefore the shaila is, what happens, I saw the Chashuki Chemed discusses, what happens if under the chuppah they discover that the gold or silver ring that they bought is a cheaper material? What should they do? So he says that rather than be mekadosh the girl, the kala, with a ring that is not what she expected to be, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, you should either use a coin, because as we said at the beginning of the shiur, it's clearly the opinion of the Chassam Sofer and the opinion of the Chazon Ish that money, bizman hazeh, has the full din of kedusha kesef. Others say that you should borrow a ring, the chassan should borrow a ring from someone standing there, be coined that ring, which is a true ring, which they know exactly what it is, and use that to do the kedushin.